Good evening, everyone. Supply chain post COVID-19 is a very interesting phenomenon. As a result of the experience from the COVID-19 situation, where organizations and industry, across industry, have to adapt to respond to this challenge, really is an eye-opening experience for all different types of supply chain. So I will talk about the prioritization for future supply chains, stability, security, sustainability, and resilience needed in order to prepare for the recovery of the supply chain for the UK. Next slide, please, Angela. Just to give a bit of a background information about the uncertainty of the whole economy. So COVID-19 situation actually is not a very small situation as compared to the economic downturn as a result of Brexit or 9/11 or the financial crisis in 2007. As you can see from this graph, the World Uncertainty Index is very much at the high point for the COVID-19 prediction in year 2020. So this year is really extraordinary. So I've been drawing upon some statistics and forecasts carried out by the European Economic Forecast Report in spring 2020 to look at some of the numbers for some of the major economies in the world. Next, please, Angela. So if we look at these graphs, so the one on the left really depict the GDP and the growth situation in the UK. So if you focus on the right-hand side on the forecast scenario of 2020 and the prediction for 2021, you can see the situation for 2020 is not looking really good. And we know why that is the case. That is because of the lockdown. A lot of situation has actually resulted in unemployment, and businesses are not able to do their normal activities. But obviously, with the situation of COVID-19 is turning around to a more positive trajectory at the moment. So we are all now preparing and looking forward to the economy recovery. So the prediction for 2021 economy is looking much better than this year. If we compare the UK economic situation to the US economic situation this year and next year, and also against the China situation this year and next year, you can clearly see that the impact is really tremendous. Next slide, please, Angela. Here are some of the numbers of the spring 2020 forecasts. What I would like to draw to your attention really is most of the economy in the world are experiencing negative growth this year in the forecast. But China, although they have not provided a specific economic growth for this year, but according to this report, there is a 1% increase in the economic forecast for this year in China, which is very interesting. And next year, although the UK situation is not so good for this year, but for next year, the prediction for the growth is much, much better than the normal prediction pre-COVID-19 as compared to the numbers on the right-hand side in the autumn 2019 forecast. So it is very interesting to see how the COVID-19 actually stimulated the economy. As a result of COVID-19, a lot of QE, quantitative easing, major interventions from all angles have been pouring into the economy across different sectors to pump the economies really back to the normal situation, or even actually make it even better. So I think these are some of the reasons why in 2021, the economic situation will be much, much better than this year. Next slide, please, Angela. So just to give you a bit of a summary from the previous forecast. So the US economy really is expected to contract by 6.5% in this year. But next year, it's just rebound back to 5%. But the Chinese economy growth for this year is 1%. But next year, it will go back to 8%, which is a positive sign. But for this year, the supply chain disruption as a result of COVID-19 have made a major disruption to the whole supply chain as a result of that massive drop in terms of its export by more than 10%. But the UK situation for next year is 6%, which is actually a very positive number. But for this year, it is drop at a drop of 8.3%. But if we look at the EU economic bloc, the situation for this year is 7.5% in terms of its economic growth. But for next year, it's only 6%. So the, actually, the UK economy next year is going to be going hand in hand with the Europe economy in terms of this forecast of growth for next year. That's quite interesting, given the Brexit situation that we're experiencing and the focus of globalizing the entire supply chain and economy for Great Britain. Next slide, please. So what should we do in terms of planning for the recovery of the supply chain and the economy in the UK? So from the COVID-19 experiences, we can see a lot of real cases and real example of how businesses actually adapt their operations and supply chains to respond to the sudden increase of certain demand, like masks, ventilators, and other products. So we can see there is a level of resilience in our existing supply chain to be able to respond to increased need. But the question is, can we make this a norm? Can we make use of resources more efficiently? Can we respond to this need even much better in the future, therefore minimizing any significant disruption and impact by learning lessons from this COVID-19? But at the same time, although there are very positive signs in terms of how businesses respond to COVID-19, there are also some lessons learned in this situation, such as fragmentation and shortages in our supply chain that we experience, for example, food supply chain on certain key items. And this is usually caused by inefficient resource management and inventory management in a global supply chain, whereby we have to rely a lot on import. And when disruptions occur in this sort of situation, it is really having a huge knock-on effect on our supply chain. So without designing a strong and resilient supply chain, and without knowing the important and the critical resources in our supply chain, it is very, very difficult to be able to plan ahead. So to plan for the recovery in our economy, it is absolutely key that we need to understand our critical supply chain, our critical resources, to be able to plan the response accordingly. Next slide, please, Angela. So mapping this across to the recovery plan, it is important to actually link this to the green economy recovery. So there are a couple of key types of resources available, such as social capital, environmental capital, and economic capital. So my thought is, without the need, without capturing all of this capital, it will be very, very difficult to actually plan for the green recovery. So there is a need to actually look at all of this dimension, environmental dimension, social dimension, and economic dimension in planning for the recovery of the supply chain and the economy. Next slide, please. So what are the critical resources and critical sectors we need to look at in order to plan for our supply chain going forward? Materials and manufacturing would be key, energy, food, digital, telecom, transport, pharma, and medical sector. Based on our recent experience, a lot of these sectors and supply chain really depend on critical resources. And they also depend on interrelationships of export and import in the trade network. So it is important to understand and making sure that resources that are critical in these sectors are protected. Next slide, please. UK is currently a net importer. So using the statistics that I retrieved, there is a net export deficit of $220 billion USD in last year. So there is a great opportunity to plan for the rebound of the economy going forward from this point onward, to look at increasing the types of export of important capabilities that UK will be able to lead the world in this direction, such as those medical devices for healthcare that Julia has mentioned, and also across a number of different sectors. Next slide, please. Here are some of the important sectors, which are the UK top 10 imports. So a lot of this information will be a great reference point going forward. Next slide, please. These are the relevant data, but for export. Next slide, please. Planning ahead for trading partnership, existing partners are these top 15 countries, But going forward, I think there are consensus that needs to be made in order to prioritize the international partnerships in key sectors going forward, especially those key sectors that I mentioned that will rely on critical resources in their supply chain. Next, please. So in the post-COVID-19 global supply chain situation, I think the key message here is really looking for more collaboration and expansion in the supply chain rather than retraction in order to get the economic bounce back and then getting more SMEs to be involved and sharing those resources going forward. Next slide, please, Angela. So there are specific future structure in the supply chain that I would like to recommend. So it is important to keep expanding the global nature of the supply chain, but recognizing that having a global supply chain, a more multilateralism aspect of the supply chain will increase the stability, security, sustainability and resilience in that supply chain that will also result in a better economic environment and social impact. But the regional option will be fine. However, I think there is a risk associated to stability because it depends on relationship of a certain regional block. But the national level supply chain will have similar structure, but it will tend to have lower economic impact as a result of limited access to the local economy, but without being able to access to the global economy. But the local supply chain will improve the environmental impact, therefore reducing the negative that will lead to a positive impact on net zero, but also increasing the social impact as well. So I think going forward for the future, there will be a win-win-win situation of future supply chain that is more global, that will maximize environmental, economics, and social impact. Thank you.